It's the Jimmy Smith Show!
Yes.
Jimmy!
Jimmy, Jimmy. And Jimmy, you must be exhausted. You're a new dad yet again. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
He told us, Rob, what's that?
It was definitely a long 36 hours of labor.
Oh, wow.
When's the last time any of you worked 36 hours at anything?
Oh, I stayed awake once for like 9 hours. It was a long day.
So you know what it's like to give birth.
I know what it's like. A boy or girl?
It's a girl. I have 3 boys already. So she finally...
Nice.
The last piece.
It's the golden ticket. And because you missed it, of course, Rob Mayer, last week we talked about the mucus plug and what a joy that is to unleash. It's the first sign of labor.
Sorry, I missed that. Wow.
Well, he saved it.
She'll have 3 brothers to big brothers to take care of her. That's awesome.
Are the kids all geeked out about seeing her?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cute. They're really excited. I'm going to take them today after they get out of school to see her.
I love it. A whole new Christmas, too. That's great. And what are the ages of your other ones, real quick? Because I see the pictures in the back, and I just want to know.
7, 4, and 2.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you get any sleep. Well, listen, it was quite a day yesterday. I watched the game. You guys, it's stressful. Watching these games that are so close, it's always 1 point, either winning or losing by 1 point. I almost want to leave the room. I don't know how you do it.
It's tough. I mean, a lot of games come down to the last 2 minutes of a game anyway. But yeah, losing in those games and winning those games are, I guess, equally stressful.
Well, speaking of even watching it, though, are you able to watch the game yesterday? Clearly, your mind is,
absolutely
preoccupied.
I got it on my phone. So, yeah, anywhere.
Classic dad move.
Classic dad move, right. Watching the game. But you have way more reason to watch the game. You're not like a typical dad where the baby's being born and you're watching a football game. Like, this is your job. You're allowed.
Now, as a fan, when we watch it, we're living and dying with every play. And, you know, Marion speaking about, you know, it's just so stressful. Are you watching it with that same level of stress? Or are you watching it with more of the player's eye and we need to do this and play better coverage on that or you know?
Same. As kind of just being a player, and especially on defense, when the defense is on their last or on the last drive, I'm actually going through my mind of what the offense is potentially going to call. Just knowing what, you know, studying the offense all week and knowing the game plan. I'm more looking at, you know, the execution of the defense. You know, if a play happens, who did it, like where'd it come from? But you definitely get like an overview look at the team watching it, you know, being a player.
Well, speaking of the defense, I mean, that was, you know, the secondary. You lose Marlon Humphrey and you're thinking this could be a long day, but the Browns had 17 points in the second quarter. They didn't score another offensive point. They just had the defensive touchdown. I think we got to be pretty proud of how the defense played yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, a team they're going to score points in the NFL, but they didn't. It wasn't like it was a light show. We have a bigger test that was coming up this week. So before we say anything, we just get on to the next week.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. But Aaron Rodgers, I believe, it's not controversial to say, he's a step up in quarterback from Baker Mayfield.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think we can go ahead and say
I thought because he had such a celebrity star-studded summer that he was distracted.
That's true. Well, Baker Mayfield, I think he has some funnier commercials. We'll give him that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like his commercials. I don't remember what is it, Progressive? I don't even know. That's how bad. You like a commercial, but you don't remember. Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. His commercials are kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right, well, lots more to unpack. No pun intended.
I see what you did there.
But Jimmy, we've got more questions for you. I hope you have answers on the game yesterday.
And maybe on the health of one Lamar Jackson.
All that coming up.
It's Kirk and Marianne, Rob Mayer, filling in for Kirk with Marianne and with Jimmy Smith, a brand new father of a baby girl. Congrats again, Jimmy. The baby's doing well. The mom is doing well. Do you have any idea if Lamar Jackson is doing well with that ankle? I'm imagining you've had an ankle sprain at some point.
Is that what it allegedly is?
It's an ankle-related issue.
Okay. Brain. Jimmy has ankles.
He does have ankles.
I actually had a pretty severe ankle sprain in camp. It depends on what type of ankle sprain he has.
Is this something
but
that
the quarterback? So it's a little different. I mean, he could just not be mobile, not be running around cutting and all that.
Yeah, as a cornerback, you have to be mobile. That's the job.
I think it's a football player.
That is the job.
Last night they showed all the players that have been out for injuries for the Ravens. And is this the most injuries for any team in the NFL right now? Or is this
right now? I believe it is. But I believe we've had this 1 year. I don't think it just happened to this many starters, but I think we had like 20 people on IR before, 23 on IR 1 year, maybe 2015 or 16.
Has anyone thought about saging the locker room at this point? Just doing a blessing or some sort of ceremony to just give everyone, put them in that proverbial bubble so that we're healthier.
At this point, try anything, right?
I can do it. I've got sage. I'll come in and I'll sage your locker room. I'm just worried for you all.
How about we give a shout out to how well Huntley came in and played yesterday? I mean, you clearly play against him in practice, and he started the Bears game. I thought he did a great job of getting the ball around. Rashad Bateman's probably his best game. Really spread the ball around. Well, your thoughts on how well he played and how well he could be playing going forward?
I mean, I think it was a surprise. He definitely gets the ball out. I think he's really good in a quick game. But he's definitely similar to Lamar's game. He just doesn't have, I guess, the 4.3 speed, but he seems like it. But he gets the ball out, and I think he gets it to the receivers. Yeah, definitely goes through his reads and his checks. So.
I was impressed, and it's got to be psychologically just such a huge burden to just all of a sudden get off the bench. Are backup players like that warmed up all the time, like ready to go?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a backup now, and it's a little different.
Okay.
Kind of just be ready whenever.
I mean, like, your body, though.
But the thing is, people go down so often. Like, this is the number one. It's the only game, you know, for certain. If you were to bet $1 million that somebody will get hurt in that game, you'll be betting right every single game.
Right.
Somebody's going to get hurt every single game. You're sure of that. You just, hopefully, it ain't people on your team.
Yeah, if you're in uniform and you're on the sidelines, I think you're going into that game no matter what, you know, it being mentally ready to play.
Right, because you don't see an injury. It just will happen out of nowhere. So Huntley just had to run in and start throwing the ball. I was like terrified for him. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Being a backup quarterback is even more important just for the simple fact that you have to basically every week be sharp just as the starter would be. You have to be on point and on all the checks, all the calls, everything.
Yeah.
Because like you said, at any moment, an ankle injury could happen and you're thrown into the fire and you're expected to win.
That's terrifying. I'm glad. Another reason I'm glad I'm not an NFL player.
Yeah.
Jimmy. All right. Let's talk Packers straight ahead. All right. We're going to put our sights forward and try to predict the future. Coming up with Jimmy Smith. It's the Jimmy Smith Show.
All right, we're talking to Jimmy Smith, Rob Mayer here with Marianne Sirk. The Green Bay Packers coming to town. And, you know, I was saying to this last night with Bobby Trossett on the postgame show, I think it's a little refreshing from a fan standpoint that the Ravens actually get to be an underdog for once. I mean, since Lamar's gotten here.
That's a good positive
they've
spin.
Pretty been, you know, the favorite. I mean, I guess technically a slight favorite yesterday, but it's Cleveland. That's not a real team. That's a real favorite kind of a team. But now you got Aaron Rodgers coming in, one of the best teams, the defending MVP, one of the best teams in the league. Do you think the team can rally around this underdog vibe?
Yeah, I mean, I like it better. I've always liked it better when we're not talked about.
True.
Because when we go out there and there, we pick favorites, 10 points and all that, something weird happens every single time. Mm-hmm. So I do have a little superstition in that, even though I'm not the most superstitious guy. I bet you the world's counting us out. If Lamar doesn't play or plays, I'm not even sure. But I know the world's counting us out. So you kind of do like to go into these types of games because a little bit, in a sense, you have nothing to lose. You're already picked out to not win. So when you do win, it's that much sweeter.
Absolutely. And I think this is a game. I'm glad it's at home. You feel like in game two with the injuries in preseason and losing in the opener to Vegas and then playing Kansas City, who's, you know, had success against the Ravens, Mahomes, Lamar and all that. That felt like the Ravens were an underdog. And we saw what happened in that game. We saw how the crowd really, I think, pushed you guys. It was just a group effort, if you will. And I think that's sort of the same vibe that we're going to have this Sunday at the 4 p.m. game. Talk about...
It's up to us.
It's up. No, I really do. I feel like it's a group effort. You know?
I mean, the fan, it does. Momentum is huge. It's kind of crazy. Like, I mean, they talked about it when I was a younger player, and I don't think I necessarily gripped it or understood how well momentum shifts in the NFL. But momentum is everything. And when our stadium is involved on defense and it's second down and they're just as loud on first and second down, then it's the energy that's just, you know, circulating around the arena. So
let's talk about Davante Adams. He's maybe the best receiver in the NFL. The Rodgers to Adams is one of the best combinations. How do you tackle somebody like that? How do you play defense against somebody like that? You know, you're down Marlon Humphrey. You're obviously down Marcus Peters. Is this a – I don't – you're not going to give strategy, away, but just, you know, big picture, how do you play defense when there's that one main guy that you have to stop?
You try to figure out how to stop him. You just study the tape. The coaches will come up with game plans. They always come up with a game plan for anybody who's a game wrecker. So he's used to it. He gets double covered all the time and still makes great plays. So you're going to have to just strap it up and play ball. I mean, there's no real secret to taking out a X receiver that's that dominant. So it's really trying to slow them down and mess up what they got, whatever they're trying to accomplish. You want to try to mess that up.
Are you feeling good about your chances of playing this week?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be playing. I would have been in this last game if that freaking labor didn't take so long.
Oh, yeah. But it's important.
The original doctor, the original doctor said we'd be out by 8 a.m. the next morning. So Saturday morning, I'd be done. And then it didn't work out that way.
And that was a C-section?
No, so we're doing everything to avoid having an emergency C-section. Right. She didn't have with our first child, we had a C-section and she got an infection. It was just really bad. And she ended up being a little sick and all that. So we were doing everything to avoid it. It almost happened with our second child. We ended up getting him out. She ended up getting an infection. So doctor knew that she really wanted to push him out. So she was just like, you know, this is our last chance to do it before we have to do an emergency C-section. And Julian ended up coming out. This time it was like the baby, it was like she was having contractions and it kind of died down. And then it would go back up, they'd die down. And then they tried to pop her water, it didn't pop. Eef. And then the second time to try to pop a water didn't pop. So then they just gave her Pitocin to get her induced, have the baby come down more.
Right.
Yeah, so sped it up. They put this balloon situation in her and got her to 5 centimeters dilated, and then they popped the water. And then from there, just pretty much.
And then it was just go time, right?
Yeah. So she ended up having it at 6 a.m. Sunday morning.
Oh, that's sweet. But yeah, by then you're toast because you've been up all night with her. So
sleeping on a little piece of wood. Inside the
oh
hospital.
God. And then now you have a newborn. So good luck sleeping. I hope you get some sleep. I mean, I know this is like, you don't get vacations when you're in the NFL. So
let's, we're going to wrap this up and come back with our final break, talking with Jimmy Smith to break down these last home stretch here with the Ravens.
Some weird ones.
It's the segment he loves and he waits for when Marianne asks questions because I'm not.
They're not about football.
Well, kind of they are.
Okay.
I'm not as versed in football, but I think they're interesting. Last year, I think we touched on this briefly last week, but I want to know, we talked about Secret Santas and how we talked about the rookie dinner and how expensive it is for them. But also Hayden Hurst talked about Secret Santas, how you guys pick each name. Did you get a name yet from your team?
I have not gotten my name, but we probably will be doing it this week.
And what's the budget? I'm talking money.
$500 minimum.
Minimum. What's nice. The max? Is there a max?
The max? No, there is no max, but I feel like the minimum is the max for me.
Yes,
yeah,
seriously.
I was getting ready to say, yeah, $500 seems like a good.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Any ideas on, like, what is it, just tech stuff probably? AirPods and, I don't know.
TVs.
So we've done it different ways. We've had the actual Secret Santa, and then one time we've had to just buy a gift that was up to, like, $250 and then put it down. Like, so just go pick a random gift that you wanted. So I think we might be doing a Secret Santa this year. So I think, I forget who I had.
But who?
I don't know who I forgot.
Whoever gets you, are they going to get you a gift, or is that going to go to the new baby?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like you guys don't need
$500 minimum. This kid.
NFL players, yeah, exactly. NFL players are the people least in the world that need gifts, right? Like you probably buy what you need all the time, and
you always need someone to recognize you.
Gifts?
Yeah.
You like gifts?
You don't get gifts anymore.
Do you get gifts for your position coach? Do you get gifts for Coach Harbaugh?
Right.
What's the Christmas giving etiquette for your coaches?
For the coach.
For our DB coach would be I think. I don't know. Actually, I don't want to sit here and lie and say we got him one and we didn't get him one.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure. I think he actually was in one of the drawings too. He just picked a gift because we have
cool.
two two DB coaches, so I think both of them end up getting a gifted pick.
Nice. All right, here's my other question that popped in my head earlier. You know how you guys scream out, or, you know, people scream out weird things, you know, Omaha and all that stuff?
The quarterback calling audibles and stuff.
Yeah. The quarterback stuff. Yeah.
What's the weirdest one you've heard?
Probably not. It's not weird. It's just... You hear it all the time. It's the Omaha, like you just said, the Omaha playing against Peyton Manning back in the day. He had the most like
bizarre,
loud, clear. Yeah, it was just clear. Omaha, like it's just really clear.
Right, and they can't be dirty, right? Because people can hear them, and you get in trouble.
Yeah.
So there are never bad words. All right, my last.
I mean, Joe had the can-can all the time.
Can-can.
Joe would always can-can-can.
You're right. When I watch, that's the thing I hear the most is those words that they
and
scream.
And you want to hear
just
dirty words.
Plays. Yeah, that's just, can is like, basically, can the first play, we're running the second play.
All right, my last question that I wanted to know. Listen, say you weren't a football player, what would be the job that you'd have to take that you'd love to be?
I wanted to be an FBI agent.
Ooh, nice.
When I was younger.
No one would suspect a former NFL player. Like, if someday that could be a thing for you. They'd be like, there's no way that guy is.
I worked hard. I don't know. I'm probably trying to do what you do now after I'm done.
Yeah.
Talk on the radio.
Oh, my gosh. Jimmy, come on in. You got to actually come into the studio and do these shows.
I would love to come in.
What? Will, did you hear that? Do you know how much easier that would be?
Make it happen, Will.
We're blaming Will right now.
We've got a little
stint.
I love it. Yeah, you're welcome anytime. And actually, we might be doing these at restaurants and bars again like we used to with Anthony Levine Sr. So that would definitely be
awesome.
A nice invite maybe next season.
Yeah, football player, dad, and FBI agent, Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, please welcome the FBI. All right, and final question. What's your favorite home team? Real estate agent and crew.
I want to thank the Ben Garner home team for sponsoring the show.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I wish we had more, you know, I wish we were talking about a win, but maybe next Monday we'll have a W to talk about.
And congrats to you and your wife and your family.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right.